Blog Talk Radio.
Healing Light Show. It's Wednesday night service. I welcome everybody to this Wednesday night service. It's just going to be me, Reverend Stan. I'm going to be holding my own tonight. And we're going to be talking about the real war of the enemy that we have going on at all times. There's a lot of things we don't really realize that's going on, and we don't know what type of war we're fighting. We don't really read in the Word that's where, you know, where it's actually talking about it. And actually, when you get into deliverance and you get into these things and study them, you don't really understand this until you actually get into it yourself, and you get to see what's really going on. And when you get into it and see what's really going on, that's when you're like, man, I didn't know what I was getting into. So it lets you know how strong your faith needs to be, how strong your faith needs to be, and how close the connection you need to the Lord to hold your own during this situation. But anyway, welcome to the Healing Light Show. Welcome to the Wednesday night service that we have on the Healing Light Show. I do have some announcements straight, you know, up first. If anybody would like to go to the Healing Light Show page on Facebook, it's Healing Light Show. Just go on that page and like the page. And when you like the page, I will be able to give you any update. Sometimes the Lord gives me information just to help me on my walk. And when he gives me information to help me on my walk, I share it on the page to help you with your walk with the Lord. And it's very helpful. It helps you with many different things. I share some good links to some pictures, some Bible verses, just many different things I'll share with you on that page. And you can go to Stan Schell on Facebook. It's S-T-A-N-S-C-H-E-L-L, and you can reach me there, message me. Anything you need, if you need information, you need prayer or anything, you can message me. Or on the Healing Light page, too, if you have a prayer request, post it on the Healing Light page, and me and Jacob will pray over your request. And I do have a announcement I'm going to make tonight. We are going to have a healing room on Pal Talk, a healing room. What I'm going to do, I'm getting ready to set a time when I'm going to have this room open, but you have to subscribe to Pal Talk, get your ID, get your name, and go to the Christian Room site. And the Healing Light Healing Room, it'll be called Healing Room. You can go to that room for any prayers. If you need a prayer session, if you need a delivery, a deliverance, I'll be more than welcome to help you with that. It's just there to represent the power of God. It's there for the power of God to touch people, to help people with their healings, with their problems, with their psychological problems, all that. It's there for that for you. So when we have this room open, I'll announce it on the Healing Life page and on my page. That's one of the big things you need to get connected to is to my page or the Healing Life page where I can send you this information. And you can go from there, you know, get signed up to Pal Talk and go straight to the page. And I could spend maybe, you know, 30 minutes to 15 minutes because there's a lot of people that goes on this show and they won't call in because they're kind of embarrassed. This way, you can go into the healing room and I could take you over to a side room and spend some time with you there and pray for you, counsel you, whatever you need, I can do that for you, and that's what I'm here for. And I also want to announce that if you would want to call in, this will really help the show and the testimonies on the show, if you could call in for a healing prayer. The call-in number is 347-996-3615. It's 347-996-3615. Call in at any time, close to the end of the show. I will take your call, and I will give you some time to explain your situation, and I will start into a healing prayer session with you. It's going to be more than just, you know, the regular, please, Lord, you know, help this person, amen. It's more than that. It's just not a regular prayer. It's actually a healing session that I use. And I'll actually command the stuff to come out of your leg. Now you get to see how the Lord did that. And you'll hear it on the radio. And we'll get to hear your testimony right after the prayer. It ain't something. Some things can take a little bit. And there's some things will happen fast. But I'm looking for the prayer to happen right off. So right after the session, you can give your testimony and let people hear how it affected you, how the healing has affected you, and during the prayer session, you can ask you questions like, what do you feel, you know, this and that, and you can use that as a testimony too. Then when the prayer is done, you can give us a complete testimony of how you delivered, how your pain's gone, so stuff like that. But at this time, I'd like to talk about what we're going to talk about tonight, the real war. I think I already said a little something about it, about the real war of the enemy that we're really fighting. And we'll get into that in a little bit. Right now, I'm going to go right into the Lord's Prayer. I ask everybody to bow their heads. I'm going to say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us our day, our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thou art the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Heavenly Father, I'd like to announce open heaven over this show. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Thy kingdom is among you now on this show. The kingdom of heaven is among you. The kingdom, when you accepted Christ, the kingdom was put inside of you. The kingdom is within me, is amongst you now, in Jesus' name. Angels, all the heavenly angels that's around these people now is listening to this show. I ask you to make yourself noticed. Touch these people on the shoulders. Let them know that you're around, that you're always there with them. In Jesus' name, angels, I ask you to touch these people on the shoulder. I ask these people just to sit there for a little bit and just notice your body. In Jesus' name, guardian angels, angels of joy, angels of prayer and praise, touch these people now and let them know that you're around, that the Lord has sent you. I ask this in Jesus' name. Okay. Now, when the angel has touched you, I ask you to send a testimony in on the healing page, on the Healing Life page on Facebook, or you can call in at the 347-996-3615 and let us know what you felt. It'd be awesome to get some call-ins that the angels are touching you. But also, Heavenly Father, I ask you to touch each and every one of these people. I ask you to let this show touch them in a way to bring them to the Lord. Lord, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, I ask you to come upon amongst these people. I ask you to bless them, to heal them, to let this message touch their heart. I ask you to let this message feed their soul. I ask this in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done. Thank you for our houses. Thank you for our jobs. Thank you for our families. Thank you for the food that you put on our plates. Thank you for our vehicles. Thank you for the gas that we put in our cars. Thank you for the shoes on our feet. Thank you for the clothes that's on our back. Thank you for the wonderful people you bring into our life, our friends, our family, our mother, our dads, our grandfathers, our grandmothers. Thank you for all of them. Thank you for our churches. Thank you for our church leaders. Thank you for our counselors. Thank you for our boss men. Thank you for everything that we don't notice. Thank you for it, Father. You're gracious. You've given us all this great stuff you've given to us. You put into our life to teach us, to renew us, to show us how to live, to teach us lessons, to show us what we need to be like. I want to thank you, Lord, for all this. I ask this in Jesus' name. And at this time, I want to play Bethel's Hope, and I'll be right back.
He's awakening the hope in me by calling forth my destiny. He's breathing life into my soul. I will thirst for him and him alone. He has come like the showers on the barren plains, so my heart, tongue confess, Jesus Christ, the hope of man, my hope. I will not be
is my joy. He is the hope of the nation. The Father's heart we're embracing. And He is the song we're declaring. And He is the joy. He is my joy.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Healing Light Show. That was Bethel's Hope, and it's a very, very good song, and that song has really touched a lot of people. Bethel's helping a lot of people with their music, with their ministry down there in California. Bethel Music actually comes from a church. It's called Bethel Chapel, and it's been down there for, I don't know, it's been down there for a very long time. I can't say the age because I'm not really sure, but it's been down there for years and years and years, and they really focus on the supernatural of the Bible, about the power of God, and they got healing rooms, and a lot of their songs, their music is supernaturally touched by grace and healing and stuff, and a lot of people have been delivered by listening to the music. They've been healed by listening to the music. It's some amazing things, and I really do encourage you, if you go to the Bible bookstore, look for Bethel Music, and I'm sure you will be touched by the music you will hear on that. What I'm going to do, I'm going to read right now out of Luke 4, and I'm going to go down to 5, verse 5. Well, I'm going to go ahead and 4. If there is the temptation of Jesus, it says, but Jesus answered the scripture saying, man cannot live on bread alone. Then the devil took him up and showed him, in a second, all the kingdoms of the world. I will give you all the power and all the wealth, the devil told him. It has been given and handed over to me, and I can give it to anyone I choose. All this will be yours, then, if you worship me. Jesus answered, the scripture says, worship the Lord your God and serve only him. Then the devil took him to Jerusalem and set him on the highest point of the temple and said to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here. And for the scriptures say, God will order his angels to take good care of you. And also says, they will hold you up with their hands so not even your feet will be hurt. But Jesus answered, the scriptures also say, do not put the Lord your God to the test. Then the devil finished the tempting of Jesus, and he went away. So what this is saying is that the devil, the enemy, he has kingdoms. And there has been a lot of ministers talk about, there's principalities in the enemy's army. There's principalities, just like there's principalities in God's army. He is trying to mimic God's army. He tries to mimic. He can't, because he can't produce angels. He can't make angels. He can't create angels, because he's not God. But he can mimic with the little leftover angels that fell with him and try to use them as his kingdom. The angels that was through was cast down with him, helps him with his kingdom. Helps him with his kingdom. And what happens is these kingdoms we're fighting against as Christians. We're fighting against. A lot of people think it's just a little man in a suit with a pitchfork that we're fighting against. No. The darkness has a kingdom that we're fighting against. We're fighting against principalities and all type of arches on the dark side, and we're fighting against this. There's some situations where when we're praying for people, and this healing just can't take place because there's a principality, a demonic being is over this person and keeping them in this struggle at all times. And a lot of times we got to go to war with the principalities. We got to use the principalities of God, which is so much stronger than the enemies, and slam that down where the healing can take place, where the Holy Spirit can transform this person. See, Christ has given us authority of all of these things over the devil and all his kingdom. Jesus has given us authority to fight these things. He has given us authority over them. We can take over them. When we're saved by the blood of Jesus, when the Holy Spirit lives in our heart, we have ability to take over any demonic dominion. Anything, we are given authority to do this. We have given a lot of authority that we lost during the fall, during Adam and Eve, when we stepped across, was given back to us. So you have power to take over all these kingdoms, to crush these kingdoms. You can war and fight these kingdoms. Now, a lot of things people don't understand is all of our worldly system mostly is controlled by the darkness. Because if you really look into your TV, or look at your TV and all the commercials, it's all fashioned around sex, money, drugs. Sex, money, drugs. Homosexuality is been put in there. I just posted a YouTube channel where this lady that got out of homosexuality, she was a big person in the homosexual world and publishing books and publications and all this, and she got saved. She got delivered by the Lord, and she talks about what is going on, how these people is putting their feet in the door to all of our publications, putting their feet in the door to our kids' minds, trying to tell them that they're born this way, that God created them way. No, it's demonic. It's all demonic. And I don't dislike the people. I don't. I love them. I just hate the demon that's in them. That's the only thing I hate. I hate the demon that's destroying their lives. I love them, but I hate the demons destroying their lives. And that what, folks, that's what we got to fight against. We got to fight against that demon that's in them. Don't hate the person. Love that person with all your heart, man, because they can't really help what they're going through. They're being manipulated by the enemy. They got them. It's got them to believe in this. Oh, they was just born this way. When you get into deliverance, you see the difference. You see the difference. You see what happens. You see what tries to attack you out of these people. And a lot of people say, well, it's just the person getting mad at you. No. When a demonic entity gets mad at you, it's a lot different than a human getting mad at you. Because the voice changes, the slime comes out, and you start hearing and seeing and all kind of things. And then the Holy Spirit kicks in and kicks its butt and throws it back to hell where it came from. So it's, you know, that's the difference. But we are fighting this war, folks. We're fighting this war. We've got to win this land for the Lord. We are his body, people. We are his body. We've got to fight this fight. We've got to fight the good fight. When the Lord's coming back soon, he don't want to see us sitting on our hands and twiddling our fingers and watching some perverted television that we're watching where they got homosexuals everywhere. He wants us to see us reading our Bibles. He wants us to be testifying his name to people, be saving people, building the kingdom up, folks, for the Lord. is what he wants to see us doing. He don't want to see us twiddling our fingers and doing nothing. We're so the church is so used to twiddling their fingers and doing nothing. It has got so bad that Satan has taken over the churches. He has put so much paganism in the churches that we don't know the difference between paganism and the real church. We have no clue that what the churches is doing. You can go into one of these regular religious churches and see what's going on, what's been mixed up with the true gospel. I mean, if you have no threats going against your church, if you have no threats going against your minister, you ain't no problem for the enemy. He don't care what you do. Because mostly you're just giving out cheese and giving sandwiches and having a good entertainment for your folks and not really bringing the presence of God in your church. And you're not bothering because you ain't gonna affect anybody. You're just not gonna ain't nobody in your church gonna get healed that much because the presence and the Holy Spirit's not really living into people in your church because they're not really saved. They're not really they don't understand what saving is, and they've not really asked the Lord in their heart. They might have been asked to say some type of sentence, you know, that they're joining a church, but they've never really had a heart-to-heart dedication to the Lord for Him to come into their heart, for the Holy Spirit to actually live inside of them. And indication is they're not really saved. So it ain't going to be a lot of Holy Spirit moving. If you're really digging in the Spirit and you're really getting into worship and you're loving the Lord, you're trying to get in the presence of the Lord, when you're trying to reach the Lord, He comes. He don't second guess. He comes to your church. He shows His presence. Bethel up there in California happens all the time. A lot of churches around this area, that it happens. It's people yearning for the Lord. They're yearning. They want Him. And when you want Him, He comes. Like they said, the Holy Spirit has actually been fired a long time ago from the churches because people act too crazy when the Holy Spirit kicks in. And that's what happened during the biblical times. The disciples, when the Holy Spirit kicked in, and during Pentecost, you know, it was come out speaking in tongues and all that. You do that in the church nowadays, you'll get offered, sent out to the front, out there to the parking lot. And that is pitiful. That is pitiful. The Lord's church is being transformed to what they think is politically correct. And the politically correct, I don't know where they're going to end up, you know. I don't know where they're going to end up, in heaven or down below. And the enemy is probably controlling their church all the way because they know that the power of God ain't going to be allowed into the church because they're embarrassed of it. And it's pretty bad when you go into a church and the preachers are going to pray for the sick and none of them's healed. They're like, well, they're going to die soon. They've already commissioned death over their people that's sick in the church. And I don't see that. I want to see healing. I want to see them transformed. I want to see life put into them. I want the spirit of death out of their room now. I want to see healing coming within these people. Jesus is the Spirit, is the Lord of peace. He's the Lord of peace, life, not the Lord of death. That's the other guy. So when you're going to a person's room or a sick person's room at the hospital, you want to see them come alive. You want to see that sickness die. You want to see it leave. That's what you go in the room you want to see as a Christian. They even said back in the Roman times that when the Romans were healed, they would come to a Christian to get healed. They would come to the Christian. They said, find a Christian, he can heal you. Do you hear that anymore? No. Go to the doctor and take 15 pills and it might make your hair fall out and make you dance in a circle. But, you know, that's going to heal you. And then that pill is going to make you sick and they're going to give you another pill to take care of that pill. That's what they say nowadays. That's not right, folks. That's not right. See, that's the difference between the church with no power and the church with power nowadays that has healing rooms. You can go in there. There's people praying for people constantly. There has people has walked in these services and walked in these healing rooms, and tumors fall off. Cancer disappears. Pains leave. Arthritis dies. That's because the presence of the Lord's in there. And one thing that I can tell you, you know, I've heard a lot of ministers say this. I've actually noticed this on my show sometimes when the Holy Spirit kicks in. The Holy Spirit, you start feeling this wind. It's this wind floating around you is what you start feeling. And that's the Holy Spirit letting you know that he's around. I know a lot of churches this would happen, and they would say, well, bring some ministers up here, and I'm going to go ahead with my sermon. And I remember the guy from Bethel, the minister there, he says, when I start noticing the Lord working in my church, what I do, I stop and I let him do his thing. I start healing folks. I start praying for folks because that's what he's wanting to do at this time. He wants to deliver some folks. He wants to heal some folks. He wants to transform some folks. And he wants to see them healing. He wants to see them walking. He wants to see them smiling from ear to ear for what the Lord has did for them. Is that what you want him to do for you tonight? Do you want him to save you? Do you want him to deliver you tonight? If you do, I want to hear you say amen. I probably can't hear you because I'm on the radio here, but just say amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for everything that you've given me. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the mercy. Thank you for the cross, Lord. No one can done it except for you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the cross. Thank you for the shedding of your blood. Thank you for the stripes that you took from me for my healing. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You're awesome. You're just so awesome, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for me. I praise you, Jehovah Rapha. I praise you. I praise you, Jehovah Rapha. Emmanuel, I love you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you've done. Holy Spirit, come upon us now, Holy Spirit. Come upon us now, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Come upon us now, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Come upon us now, in Jesus' name. Lord Jesus, I ask you to come upon us now here on the radio. I ask you to fall upon us now, Holy Spirit. Fall upon us now. Show these people the power that you have, Lord. Show us the power you have, Lord. Holy Spirit, hit us now. I ask you, Lord Jesus, touch their hearts now. Let them know what they need now. Let them have that healing now. Let them have that transformation now. Let them have that deliverance now in Jesus' name. Father, fall upon these people now. Pour the new wine upon them, the new wine that you brought in. Don't pour it in the old skins. Put it in our new skins, in our hearts. Put it in the new skins. I ask this in Jesus' holy name. Pour it now. Pour it in their new skin and their new heart that you created now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for bringing this upon us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for bringing it upon us. Amen, Lord. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, thank you. Amen. Now, people, if anybody has not accepted the Lord, I ask you to say this prayer with me right now. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for dying for me on the cross. Thank you for raising again on the third day for me, bringing me salvation. Lord, I admit that I'm a sinner. Ask you to take my sins from me, Lord. I give everything to you, Lord. And I ask to make you my Lord and Savior. I ask you to live within my heart now. And I ask you to put your hand upon your heart and say, Lord Jesus, come. Lord Jesus, come. Lord Jesus, come. Thank you, Lord, for coming and living in my heart. Thank you, Jesus. If you just said this prayer, he just came and live inside of your heart. Lord, I ask, Father, in Jesus' name, I ask you to pour the Holy Spirit in these people. Let them feel your Holy Spirit. You said, whoever asks, the Father will freely give. Father, I ask you to pour the Holy Spirit in them now. Fill them full of your Spirit in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, fill them. Fill them now. Fill them now. Holy Spirit, fill them now. Fill them now. Fill them now. Holy Spirit, fill them up. Fill them up from their feet to their head or their head to their feet. Fill them up. Fill them up. Fill them up. Fill them up. Fill them up, 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 amen, fill them up, thank you, Jesus. Fill them up, 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 Holy Spirit, fill them up. Thank you, Lord Jesus, thank you. I'd like to get some testimonies from that, too, and just let us know what's going on with the Holy Spirit and how the Lord's touching you through this show. At this time, I ask you to just go ahead and call in if you need a healing prayer or anything. I'm getting ready to do some healing prayers. Just call right in. Well, I'll be right back.
When I can't find the words to say how much it hurts, you are the healing in my heart. when all that I can see are broken memories, you are the light that's in the dark. You are the song, you are the song I'm singing. You are the air, you are the air I breathe in. You are the hope, you are the hope I'm needing. Whoa. You are. And when my circumstance leaves me with empty hands, you are the provider of my needs. When all my dirtiness has left me helpless, you are the rain that washes me. If I had no tongue, I would dance for you like the rising sun. And when that day comes and I see your face, I will shout your endless glorious praise. If I
Welcome back, everybody. We're taking call-ins for prayer. We've got a call-in. Her name's RJ. How you doing, RJ?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
All right. Welcome to the Healing Light Show, and thanks for calling in.
Sure. Thank you.
How can I help you, RJ?
I'm tangling with, how about this? Someone who seemingly has Jezebel spirit.
Okay.
And it literally knocks the wind out of me, and I need some support.
Need some support? Okay.
From the body of Christ, yes.
And okay.
It just happens that it's my kid.
Okay.
And they're going after my other kid. I have one I'm on good terms with, and one I'm not, and one I am, and she's just vicious. So
okay.
I don't know how to handle it.
So you got some demonic activities, what you're saying?
Yeah, but one of them doesn't live with me, and one of them does, but she tries to come in and just peck away at everything and take it out of my life, and she's been successful on a lot of it.
So you're saying there's people that actually has this spirit in them, or is this actually a demonic spirit you're talking about?
Well, isn't it the same? I think that's operating in her.
Okay, so you're saying there's a person that needs deliverance that you needs prayer for, is what you're saying?
Well, first of all, she's not here and she's not saved, and I don't know that she would want to be delivered. But, however,
okay.
I need help for myself because this wipes me out. It's wearing on me physically, not just emotionally, but physically, and I'm just looking for the body of Christ to join with me and help me.
Okay. What I'm going to go ahead and do, I'm going to go ahead and start praying for you, and I'll actually ask for protection and stuff for you too. Lord Heavenly Father, I ask you to put your grace upon her now in Jesus' name. Any demonic being that's in her now, I curse you. I command you to leave her in Jesus' name. I bind you. You have no authority over her. I command you to leave her now. Holy Spirit, I ask you to enter her body now. I ask you to come upon her now, Holy Spirit, now. Holy Spirit, touch her. Fill her with your heat. I bind the spirit of Jezebel. I command it to leave her, to pull its grips off of her. I curse it. I bind it, and I command it to leave in Jesus' name. You have no authority. You have no authority. You leave in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, you break loose now. You break loose now. I take authority from you. I take your authority, and I command you to leave. I take your authority from you. I bind you, and I curse you, and I command you to leave her house, leave her surroundings alone now in Jesus' holy name. You leave now in Jesus' name. You have no authority. You leave her now. Spirit of unworthiness, I curse you, and I bind you. I command you to break off of her now in Jesus' name. You go now. You have no authority. You leave now. Up and out, demonic beings. You leave her now. You come out of her. You come out of her now. You break loose now. You come loose now. I ask, Heavenly Father, I ask you to bring some warrior angels now from the third heaven. I ask them to come now and start attacking these things and pull them off of her. Spirit, I ask for fire upon them now. Fire upon them now. You leave in Jesus' name. Spirit of worry, you leave in Jesus' name. Jezebel, you leave in Jesus' name. I bind you, I curse all of you, and you leave now, up and out. You leave her now in Jesus' name. You leave now. You leave her body now. You leave her house now. You don't come 1,000 miles from her. You leave her now, or I'm going to send you all to the abyss. I'm going to send you all to the abyss. You leave now. You leave now. You leave her body. You leave her house now. Go. Go. What are you feeling?
I'm doing okay, thank you.
You're what?
Doing okay.
Are you?
I'm exhausted
feeling,
is what it is.
You feeling exhausted?
Mm-hmm.
What you're saying? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna keep this up for a little bit. I'm gonna break these things loose from you, okay?
All right.
Okay. In Jesus' name, I command all these things to break loose from her. I break loose from her body, break loose from her mind. Spirit of anxiety, I curse you and I bind you. I command you to break loose from her mind now. You break loose from her mind now. You break loose in Jesus' name. You break loose in Jesus' name. You break loose. You break loose in Jesus' name. Up and out. You come out of her mouth. You come out of her eyes. Wherever it takes, you come out now in Jesus' name. I command you to leave. I command you to leave her. Holy Spirit, I ask you to put fire upon her now. Fire upon her now. Fire in Jesus' name. Fire in Jesus' name. Fire in Jesus' name. Fire in Jesus' name. You come up and out. You break loose now. Angels, I ask you to come upon her and start pulling these things out. Pulling these things out in Jesus' name. You pull these things out. I command all these things to break loose now and go. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Out of her house, out of her body. Now go. Go. Go in Jesus' name. Leave in Jesus' name. You leave now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, go. Go. Go in Jesus' name. Go. Are you feeling any relief?
Actually, I don't know what I feel right now. I'm sorry. I'm just, this has been going on for quite a while.
Okay.
And the attacks are coming from my daughter onto me, literally, not just in the spirit realm. I mean, she's doing some dirty stuff,
okay.
such as she's robbed my house and stuff like that. Lies
okay.
about me, put it all over Facebook, you know, that kind of stuff.
Okay. Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ, spirit of witchcraft, I command you to leave her and leave her family alone, leave her daughter alone. Now, what I'd like you to do, I'd like you to renounce these things if you could. Could you do that?
Sure.
So it actually give up all the power that they have over you that you think they have, and it'll
okay.
just actually just break it loose. Okay, say, spirit of Jezebel.
Spirit of Jezebel.
I renounce you and command you to leave my house.
I renounce you and command you to leave my house.
Say, spirit of witchcraft.
Spirit of witchcraft.
I renounce you and I command you to leave my house.
I renounce you and command you to leave my house.
Spirit of fear.
Spirit of fear.
I renounce you and command you to leave me and my house.
I renounce you and command you to leave me in my house.
Say, all you demonic spirits, leave my body and my house now.
All you demonic spirits, leave my body and my house now.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Demonic spirits, in Jesus' name, you heard her. You have no authority over her. You have no ties to her now, and you've got to leave now in Jesus' name. You've got to leave now. I command y'all to leave her house now in Jesus' name. You leave. You go in Jesus' name. You break loose. You leave in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, push these things out. Push these things out of her household now in Jesus' name. You leave. You break loose now in Jesus' name. You come out of her body in Jesus' name. You come out of her house in Jesus' name. You leave now. You go now. You have no authority. You leave now in Jesus' name. Loose out of her body in Jesus' name. Fear, you leave now. Jezebel, you leave now. Witchcraft, you leave her house now. You go now in Jesus' name. You break loose now in Jesus' name. You have no authority. You leave now. Lord Jesus, I ask you to bring your peace upon her now. Bring your peace upon her house. Bring your peace upon her life now. Father, drench her with peace. Drench her with peace, Heavenly Father. What are you feeling now?
I have a measure of peace now. I thank you for that.
Amen.
Amen. You hit the nail on the head with the fear and unworthiness. I forgot to mention that, so I thank the Lord
okay.
for that too.
Okay. Now, in Jesus' name, I ask Archangel Michael, I ask him to come on deck and go into duty. Father, I ask you to send Archangel Michael into her house. In his army, I ask you to cleanse her house of any demonic beings that's in there. Him to go through a house and cleanse that house of any demonic beings, to clear it clean, pull any off of her. I ask her angels to kick in and start doing a lot of work too and start pulling these things off of her. Make sure that house is clean in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I ask y'all to go to work and start cleaning her house out and make sure no demonic being enters in her house. Ma'am, can I ask, have you asked the Lord into your life lately?
Yes, I walk with him.
Okay.
I've born again for many years. It's just that I'm going through some stuff now. So, and I have my other kids here at home with me, and he's all of a sudden telling me he doesn't believe in God and all that kind of stuff too. So that's fresh, you know, because he was not raised like that.
Yeah.
And
Can I say the prayer of baptism of the Holy Spirit for you?
Sure, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. Just go through it with me, and the Holy Spirit will start baptizing you, and it's an awesome sensation. You start feeling heat, and God starts pouring the grace over you. It's awesome. So
okay.
At this time, just say this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Thank you for dying for me.
Thank you for dying for me.
Thank you for raising again for me on the third day.
Thank you for raising again on the third day.
Lord Jesus, I ask you to forgive any sins that I've done.
Lord Jesus, I ask you to forgive any sins that I've done.
And any unknown sins that I've done.
And any unknown sins that I've done.
Lord Jesus, I ask you to remove the heart of stone.
Lord Jesus, I ask you to remove the heart of stone.
And give me the heart of flesh.
And give me the heart of flesh.
I ask you to baptize me as you did the disciples on Pentecost. Baptize me with the Holy Spirit as you did the disciples on Pentecost.
I ask you to baptize me with the Holy Spirit as you did the disciples on Pentecost.
And fill my belly with rivers of living water.
And fill my belly with rivers of living water.
Okay, now this is where I'm going to start doing a prayer for you. Holy Spirit, fill her up. Fill her up. Holy Spirit, fill her up now. Fill her up now in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, fill her up. 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 Holy Spirit, fill her up. Fill her up. Fill her up. Fill her up. Holy Spirit, fill her up. Fill her up. Fill her up. Holy Spirit, fill her up. Fill her up. Fill her up. Fill her up. Fill her up, Holy Spirit. Fill her up. Fill her up, Holy Spirit. Fill her up. Fill her up. Fill her up. Fill her up, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, fill her up. Fill her up with the fire. Fill her up with the peace. Fill up your Holy Spirit. Fill her up. 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 Thank you, Holy Spirit. Fill her up. 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 Fill her up, Holy Spirit. Fill her up. 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 Thank you. Now, what you feeling?
Peace.
Amen. Yes, amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Peace has came to that house tonight. The Lord's came to that house. Now house is being cleansed out by the army of the Lord.
Amen.
That's awesome, ain't it? That's awesome.
It sure is.
That's awesome.
That's awesome to think that just I'll have that picture in my mind.
It's awesome. What I'd like you to do is just, amen. What I'd like you to do, I'd like you just to go on the Facebook page. And just keep me in tune with what's going on in your family, in your household. Just keep in touch and let us know what's going on.
Okay, and the Facebook page is what's the name on it?
It's the Healing Light Show.
Okay, it's the same as this. Okay.
Thank you for coming on. Yes, thank you for coming on the show and call again sometime.
Will do. Thank you so much, and God bless you.
God bless you. Amen.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. This is the end of the Healing Light Show tonight. I want to thank everybody for listening to the show. We had a call in. Praise the Lord. We had a call in. We got to do a deliverance. Praise the Lord. And I hope this all touched y'all. It touched me. The Holy Spirit was doing some tremendous work tonight on this lady, delivering her from the evil one, delivering her from her illness, delivering her from pain, delivering her from depression, as the Lord was really touching this lady. And I ask anybody can call in. You'll see some amazing things happen. You know, the Lord works through me, works through Jacob, will work through you too. So just call in, let the Lord work through you. So God bless every one of y'all, and we'll see you Saturday. We've got a guest coming in Saturday, and he's a singer songwriter, and he's well known in Louisiana. He does quite a bit of things down there, and he's got new CDs coming out and all type of things. We're going to talk about his new CDs. His name is Nate Milrick. He'll be our guest on the Healing Light Show this Saturday at 10 a.m. Call in and let's hear about Nate and about his new CD. Is coming out. It's going to be amazing. He's touched the Lord with his music for years. He's been a worship leader for years. He's a worship leader for John G. Lake Ministries. He does that for a lot of their openings to some of their events, and he's been doing this for years too. So come and listen to hear a little something about Nate. God bless every one of y'all, and we'll see you Saturday.